my God. What the hell happened? You're bleeding. Come in. No. Come in. Sit down. Oh, fuck. Who did this to you? What? My asshole of an ex beat you up? Are you kidding me? Oh, shit. Just let me get a cold towel or something. Just wait right there. Okay, this might sting just a little bit right there. Oh, jeez, I'm sorry. Fuck, that's a lot of blood. Are you sure you're okay? What happened? When did he do this to you? Yeah, I know that bar. He loves going there. I'm just surprised you were there. Okay, just hold this here. I just want to check under your hair. There, it's bleeding too. Oh, okay. Well, that doesn't look too bad. Oh my God, I think you're gonna have a black eye. Why did he attack you? You know, that's not actually funny. I know there's no way he looks worse than you do. He's so much bigger than you and just such a fucking bully. That's one of the reasons I fucking broke up with him. Such an aggressive asshole. Was he drunk? Did he randomly just start picking on you? Fuck, not that again. He thinks you and I are together. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I never thought he'd do anything like this. No, I know it's not my fault, but he's just always had this stupid idea about us. He's always been fucking jealous of our friendship. No matter how many times I've tried to tell him that we're just friends and there's no way you would ever even like me like that. He could never get it in his fucking thick head that a girl and a guy could just be friends, you know? Oh, it's just such a Neanderthal. I swear I never thought he'd go this far. I mean, yeah, when we were together, he'd talk about you all the time, like, obsessively. Actually, he used to say that I talked about you all the time, but that's just bullshit. We're friends. Of course I would talk about you. And again, I swear, I told him that there was never anything between us. I wouldn't purposely try and make this happen. You have to know that, right? It's just, I feel so guilty, my God. Look at your beautiful face. Oh, oh, come on, I called you beautiful 100 times before. Oh, well, maybe not to your face. Hell, maybe that's one of the reasons he was jealous. No, I'm not making fun. It's just, oh, I swear you're gonna have a black eye. Are you sure you don't need stitches or anything? You're right. It probably was a lot more blood just dripping down on your chin than actually from the cut on your limb. Well, I guess that ruins the date you might have tomorrow night. It's not going to be a lot of deep kissing with that big cut on your lip, is there? Well, then, that's a good thing, I guess, that you don't have a date tomorrow night. What? Well, yeah, isn't your face proof that he's always been jealous of you? I don't know why. I guess it could be because, obviously, him and I weren't a great match. I mean, the sex stuff was pretty amazing, but he's just an asshole and not very bright. So the only reasonable conversations I could have were with you, and when I brought them up with him, he'd just go crazy, like insanely jealous. He made me feel like I didn't see that there was some sort of hidden attraction between us all this time. I tried to tell him, I swear, then you don't like me like that. We're friends. I just can't wrap it around his head that all men don't just adore his girlfriend. Well, you know, I am pretty hot and amazing, and I do have these tits, so. Oh, I could never joke around like this with him. He'd just get so crazy if he thought any other guy was looking at my tits, but more so you. It was all about you. He was obsessed with the fact that he thought something was going on between us. I'm sorry, I should have warned you. Just never thought he'd care after we broke up. He did? What kinds of things did he say? What? No! No, I never did that. I mean, maybe I mentioned once about you having a nice body, but I never compared him to you. Oh my, he's delusional. Yeah, a couple times he said he woke up in the night and heard me whispering your name, but I don't know, I was dreaming. I guess, maybe I've had a few dreams where you were in it. I think that just happens naturally. I dream about all my friends. Moaning is a subjective word. Who knows with him? He gets crazy. Look at your face. That's proof of that. You look like you took some pretty harsh blows. What? No, you didn't. Why? Why would you do that? Just to piss him off? Oh my god, that's the worst thing you could have done. Telling him that you'd actually be better for me than he was? Oh god, no wonder he did this to your face. Fuck, I'm so sorry. Sorry, that was just one of those little kisses on the cheek to make it better. Oh, sorry. Oh, God, does that hurt? You kissed me. This isn't about proving who's more manly because you lost a fight with my ex, is it? Because I'm not really interested in being some sort of pawn in your testosterone head games. You should probably be a little more careful with that lip. Mm. No, I love the metallic taste of blood. It's very erotic. Oh, he told you that too, did he? God, you're something else. I'm so sorry. I know I keep saying it, but I'd never want to see you hurt, especially by him, and especially since maybe, if I'm being honest, I might have inadvertently told him too many things about you. I could kind of see where he might get the idea that I had feelings for you. I never put any ideas in his head, like, you reciprocated those. I didn't want to hope that you might. Why didn't you ever say anything? Yeah, well, I've only been with him a couple of months. We've been friends forever. Yeah, that's true. I was with him before that, and you were with Cindy. For years, even though she's such a fucking bitch. No, I never liked her, and I always told you I didn't like her. I supported you, though, because that's what friends do. I don't know, I guess I've always been afraid of losing what we have. Did you really tell him at the bar tonight that you liked me, and if I'd have you? You'd want to be with me. Fuck off. Yeah. I'll bet you just wanted him to put up a fight. Well, what do we do now? That's a pretty good idea. Oh, fuck, I'm sorry. This might not be the best idea. Kissing like this, at least. Not until your lips healed up. We could cuddle, and I could kiss your cheek like this. kiss down your neck. You smell good. You always smell so fucking good. You know, I feel that, right? Your hand on my waist like that. It's under the hem of my shirt. You've just been dying to touch my tits all these years, haven't you? That I do know. I mean, we're friends and all, but you're still a guy, and I do have amazing tits. I just didn't know if you enjoyed the rest of me as much. Oh, fuck. Yes, I so fucking want you to touch them. I'll kiss your neck and... Oh, God. Fuck. Maybe help you get out of this shirt. That's a fair trade. You take yours off and I'll take mine off. Okay. There. Oh my God, you look good. Oh God, yeah. Yes, you can touch them like that. Oh my God. I've dreamt about this. I fucking lied when I told you I didn't remember my dreams about you. I remember every one of them. I didn't only have them when I was asleep. I had them all the fucking time. Kissing you like this. And touching you. Sliding my hand down and being able to finally touch you and feel you right here. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. Fuck your heart. Really? Your heart a lot around me. That's very friendly of you. Can't believe this is happening. It's like I'm in one of my dreams. Except for those bruises on that sweet face of yours. God, I could fucking kill him. You're right. We shouldn't waste another second of attention on him. I want to focus on this. And zipping you and finally getting to feel your cock in my hand. Oh my God. Would it be bad if I told you that you're bigger than he is? I'm not fucking lying. This is a fucking pleasant surprise. He's not that small. Oh, fuck. Would you think it was too dirty of me if I wanted a taste of your cock? Well, you are one of my closest friends, so you know I like to taste it. Please. Oh, yes. With him, and he'd be around, and I'd smell you, and he'd say something fucking smart or hilarious, just so fucking sexy. always wish that I was with you and not with him. It's so fucking bad, isn't it? You're so fucking good. Oh god, your fingers feel so good in my pussy. Please, don't stop. Oh god. No, I don't want to stop. I don't know if you want to come, just fucking come. I want that. I dreamt about that so much. Making your cock come in my mouth. Yeah, I want to come on your fingers, my fussy. Wouldn't that be so fucking good? Have you thought about that? Have you dreamt about that? Making my pussy come? Feeling up to my damn like this? It's so good. It's so fucking good. Yes, fuck. Please. No. Since I've come with someone at the exact same time like that. Not many men can make my pussy come that hard, that fast, just fingering me like that. Yeah, I could taste that. I'm not upset that you came that fast at all. Damn, I waited so long for that. Seemed like forever to me. It tastes so good. Oh, besides, it's not like I can kiss your lips, so I do like this alternative. Kissing your dick. Fuck yeah, I've always been this dirty. Why do you think he didn't want to lose me to you? I guess he never really had me. I've always been fucking yours. Always. At least in my fantasies, that is. Oh, fuck yes, baby. I don't want the fantasy anymore. The reality is so much better. Yummier. Just think how we can get our revenge on that asshole ex of mine and that stupid little bimbo, Cindy, when we start going out together and making out together. Well, after that lip of yours heals, of course. I'll be gentle with you until then. See? Nice and gentle on your lips. Because there's always other parts of us that can still get wild. Oh, fuck yeah, I feel that. Oh, God. Yeah, we can make it last a little longer this time.